Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, we have a new topic, and the new topic is power prayers. Oh, don't get glazed over. You know, a lot of times if you say you're going to be talking about prayer, the immediate assumption is, oh, I know how to pray, or this, I know how to pray, or, you know, oh, I don't want to hear about that, I want to hear about... Do you realize that praying is our communication with our power source? Wow. In James 4, 2 through 3, I want to begin with this. And you know, I don't know how long we're going to go with this because I want to give you some things, some insight the Lord has given me and a few other prophetic lessons that He's given me about other things. There are some nuggets that will be pertaining to what we are going to be addressing in terms of power prayers, and I want to share those with you. I'm so very excited. Oh, get on board. James 4, verses 2 through 3 says, "You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous for what others have, and you can't possess it, so you fight and quarrel to take it away from them." Now, stopping right there. There is the story of the world. You don't have what you want, so you go and you try to find a way to get it from somebody else. Or, you know, basically most people aren't going to go and kill someone for their things, but you resent them. And in your heart, that the logical conclusion of that kind of feeling is death, murder. Because you, if you could take it away from them, you would take it away from them. Oh, we need the Lord, don't we? He said, and then you fight and quarrel to take it away. He said, and yet the reason you don't have what you want is that you don't ask God for it. You say, well, I ask God. Well, we're going to find out about power praying. If you feel like you have been asking and yet you're not seeing results in your prayer, or you're not feeling that the prayers are putting you further into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when I say further into a relationship, it's literally we are going into Him. He is going to us. He is taking over our lives through the power of that communication with Him. It says, you don't have what you want, you don't ask God for it. Now listen to verse 3. And when you do ask, you don't get it because your whole motive is wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. Power praying is about knowing what to ask, how to ask, and then seeing our lives transformed by that relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Now, when I say ask, praying is not just about asking in terms of something we want from the Lord, but the communication with the Lord is always that we want to receive from Him in terms of His Spirit. So I think it's appropriate to say ask. We're not talking about things necessarily, although the Lord knows that we need things, and we'll get to that scripture at some point about Jesus even addressing that. But we're asking to receive of His Spirit. And I like this. This was the New Living Translation. It says, you don't get it because your whole motive is wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. Now the Lord, and as a matter of fact, it was a prophetic word the Lord gave me that out of it came the message Quantum Leap, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to that yet, please listen to Quantum Leap and look at those scriptures and let the Lord speak to you. But the way the Lord began the actual prophetic word that I didn't share in that message, this is the way He began this. He said, you desire change, but the change you desire is in terms of your comfort level. Oh, ouch. Isn't that the truth? A lot of the times when we come to the Lord, it's because we want to stop hurting. We want to stop thinking about something, or there's something that we need. There's a change that we want in our comfort level. He said, you desire change, but the change you desire is in terms of your comfort level. This is not a real change, but only a circumstantial one that can be easily manipulated by outside forces. In other words, if you're looking for change, and what you've identified as change as when you have a better level of comfort, well, then that means your circumstances now can determine whether you're changed or not. In other words, if suddenly your circumstances are better and now you get an unexpected bill in the mail, you're not changed anymore, are you? Because now all is lost. The Lord wants us to be, well, I'll let me read on and tell you what he said. He said to me, you must, he said, that is easily manipulated by outside forces. These, just like I said to you. He said, you must make a decision as to what it is that you want. You have to face yourself and say, really, what have I been after? Am I just wanting to have something to make me feel better in terms of maybe a relationship or money? I'm not really wanting to be changed into the image of Jesus Christ to be able to fulfill the high calling, but I'm really just wanting stuff or situations to make me happy. Because until you answer that question and answer it honestly and then respond according to what God has said, then you're never going to see true change in your life. He said true metamorphosis, which is a total change, like a caterpillar to a butterfly, total change, is a result of a leap from one way of being to another. And that's where the quantum leap message came from. He said, how is this possible? It is possible when you truly forsake darkness to embrace the light. Now, this is what he said. I do not desire to make you happy. I desire to make you holy. You see, when we're wanting a change that is based on our circumstances, we're just wanting to be happy. Now, God doesn't want you to be unhappy. But his point in coming into our lives, his point in providing for us a Savior, his point in providing the precious blood of Jesus Christ to save us from our sins, to bring redemption, to connect us back again to the dynamo of God, is not so that we can be happy. Because there are some very evil folk that are happy in terms of they're satisfied with where they are today. Maybe they're on a vacation. Maybe they're on a trip and they have a certain level of happiness. But he did all this to make us holy, to set us apart for his usage, to make us where he can enter into us and lead us and guide us into all that he has for us. We live so below what God has provided when we're always thinking about we want this change in our comfort level. When the change that God brings is often uncomfortable, because he will, as I've said to you before, he will come into your house and rearrange your furniture. Have you ever gotten up in the middle of the night and it's dark and you forget, or you didn't know that someone moved a piece of furniture that you think you know where everything is, and now, oh, you've run into it, you've stubbed your toe, you're hurting? The Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes into your life, he rearranges your furniture. He changes your decor. He turns everything upside down. You know, during the Passover, there's a point in time where they have, and this is still observed to some extent in some areas, the days of the unleavened bread, where they go through the house and they make sure there is no leaven of any sort in the house, no products made with leaven in the house. They sweep it, they make it clean. Well, Jesus Christ is the unleavened bread. He comes into your life. What does that mean? He's not mixed with anything. He is pure light. He is pure God. He is God himself. And when that unleavened bread comes into your life, he's going to turn the furniture over, turn the rugs over, lift the curtains back. If you will allow the Holy Spirit to do this for the process of making you holy, ready for usage in his kingdom, ready to fulfill your call and your purpose. So he wants to make you holy. And then he made this statement. He said, I do not desire to make you happy. I desire to make you holy. But listen to this. He said, but for the one who has set their heart toward me, holiness is the expression of total union, and therefore brings contentment to the spirit. So in other words, although God is not out to make you happy, he's out to make you holy through Jesus Christ. He's at the same time, you say, well, I'm never going to get what I want. But as you're being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ and you're in perfect union with him, you want what he wants. And now you have true contentment. that the world cannot give. It doesn't matter what you may attain. It doesn't matter what you may set your mind on and think, oh, if I just had that. You know, when I was younger, there would be things. I'm not even now. Let me see how much time we got. Oh, the time is speeding by. I've never been a things person. I'm not one that's set on things or fixated on things. But, you know, when you're young, you'll think, oh, if I just had this or that, then it would change my life. Sometimes in terms of things that, for your personal appearance, you know. Oh, if I could have, and then it's like, no, that wasn't it. And you set your mind, you get fixated as a child on something. You see this in children. Oh, don't you wish that that behavior went away when childhood went away? But yet, what do? As adults, we get fixated on something that if I could have this, if I could be this, if I could feel this way, then my life would be different and I would be changed. No. Your comfort level may for a moment in time be better, or for a moment in time you may have a sense of happiness, but you probably aren't holy and you definitely aren't changed. And so then when that thing loses its luster and you find out, oh, that wasn't it, wow, you got to fixate on something else. I expressed this a few years ago and we've run out of time. I cannot believe that. As far as the scripture goes, I didn't even get to but one. But something that I expressed before, you may or may not have heard, I said a few years ago that I was going to write a book and call it, to address it to women and call it The Prom Is Over. Now, of course, I haven't done it, nor do I intend to do that, but the point of the book would be we can't live our lives looking for the big dance, the big prom, the excitement of a new relationship. So you go from one relationship to another, unhappiness, and you see things on TV that are not real. They're certainly not holy. You try to align your life to that, thinking, oh, I'm going to be like them. Hey, you wouldn't want to be like them. And it won't make you like them anyway. You're still going to be you in your circumstance. The only thing that can change you is that relationship, that perfect union with God through Jesus Christ. We are going to learn how to power pray. Oh, yes, we are. Do you want to let the Lord show you maybe some things you fixated on that you think is going to bring you happiness, or that are going to bring you happiness? Maybe several things. And you want to let go of those things today? Oh, it's a good time to do that. Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that your word is true. Lord, you've said that we have not because we ask not. And when we ask and don't get it, it's because we ask amiss to consume it on our lust. Now, Lord, we know that we have fixated on some things and think that that's what's going to bring us happiness or contentment or peace. And Lord, we know that only our perfect union with you in relationship through Jesus Christ will do that. Father, forgive us for this form of idolatry in our lives. Help us to let go of those things that bind us to that situation-dependent happiness. Lord, that we have that contentment that comes only through your Spirit being in us, and the joy unspeakable and full of glory. I know that this is possible because you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. And it is in his name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, have you ever seen a child that wanted something? They're with their mother or father in the store, and when the parent says no, they fall on the ground. They just throw a hissy fit. Maybe you've been doing that in your life in one way or another because you feel like you haven't gotten what you wanted. Oh, it's a new day. The Lord will show you how to really have change and have contentment and be holy. Remember this, that I am praying for you.